With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. The Water Authority introduces a new statutory fee starting this month. Water Authority Director Dr. Julia Frederick Van Genderen.
The statutory functions of the Water Authority are critical to the protection of groundwater resources for present and future generations. By separating this fee from the current base rates, the authority can be transparent about the portion of water rate revenues that are used to fund these functions. Because the entire population has access to potable water, either from the pipeline or through trucked water, it is fair and equitable to cover the statutory fees from a fee charged on all water consumption.
The statutory fee will be reflected in the new charges in the consumption details section of their customer's bill. It's 22 cents per cubic meter and will be reflected on the bills only and not on sewerage and septic customers. In court Tuesday, Roger Ainsworth Smith appeared before Magistrate McFarland to answer to the charges of driving without insurance, failing to provide specimen breath and blood, and assaulting an officer. On June 19th, Roger Ainsworth Smith is accused of punching an officer in the line of duty on the Esterly-Tippetts Highway. Later that same day, he allegedly refused to provide a specimen of breath and blood upon the officer's request at Fairbanks. The charge of insurance allegations were withdrawn. However, a trial will go forward on a charge of assaulting an officer. Mr. Smith pled guilty with explanation to the charge of failing to provide breath specimen, but pled not guilty to all others. The trial starts May 12th. And it's a one-stop shop for information on the Chamber of Commerce as they launch a new website. Here's Radio K-Man Shanda Gallego with more.
The Chamber has launched kmanchamber.ky, a new website that they say will be an incredibly useful resource for anyone wanting information on the Chamber and all the services it offers. In addition, they anticipate providing, quote, excellent up-to-date information on the wider K-Man community. Chamber CEO Will Pinot says the new website will serve a multitude of purposes. Users will get up dates on the latest news or information on conferences, seminars, and events. Users will be able to search for who is a member of the Chamber and what services they have to offer. He explains not only will the website educate users as to the benefits of becoming a Chamber member and suite of signature events and programs that the Chamber runs, users will also have the chance to make the website their regular go-to when they were searching for updates on happenings and events. Other sections of the website are dedicated to advising about Chamber key issues and how people can get involved, as well as excellent member perks and their highly popular discount card. The website also offers easy online payments for all Chamber events, training, and membership management, as well as a member directory, giving a comprehensive directory of businesses on all three islands. Shanda Gallego, Radio K-Man News.
Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller from Radio K-Man's newsroom.
BBC News with Jerry Smith. Ghana has become the first nation to receive a shipment from the international COVID vaccination drive, COVAX. The delivery of 600,000 AstraZeneca doses marks a milestone in the initiative to reduce the vaccine divide between rich and poor countries. But there's still concern that some developed nations are hoarding their stocks. A German court has delivered its verdict in the first case anywhere concerning state-sponsored torture by the government of Syria's President Bashar al-Assad. Ayad al-Gharib, a former member of the Syrian secret police, was convicted of complicity in crimes against humanity for sending demonstrators to a detention centre where he knew they would be tortured. He's been jailed for 4.5 years. Turkey says it has arrested a senior IS militant and freed a 7-year-old girl from the Yazidi ethnic minority who was being held captive. The raid was carried out in Ankara. The suspect is said to be a former Iraqi military officer. The US Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, has formally announced his country's intention to rejoin the UN Human Rights Council. Mr. Blinken acknowledged there were human rights failings in America, but said that as a democracy, it was accountable. Hungary has started giving its citizens the Chinese Sinopharm COVID vaccine, the first EU country to do so. It's already using Russia's Sputnik V vaccine, which also awaits approval from Brussels. BBC News.